Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book, A Woman Makes a Plan, Advice for a Lifetime of Adventure, Beauty, and Success, an autobiography by Mae Musk. Many people may not be familiar with Mae Musk, but you have probably heard of her son Elon, the founder of Tesla, the world-renowned electric car and clean energy company that even sent a car into space. Elon Musk is known as the real-life Iron Man and has publicly stated numerous times that his mother is his hero. He attributes his success to her and the way she has nurtured and influenced him. However, Mae is much more than just Elon Musk's mother. Beyond this label, she is a fascinating and independent woman in her own right, and her life journey has been nothing short of legendary. Born in Canada, Mae immigrated to South Africa with her parents when she was only 2 years old. She became a model at 15, won a beauty pageant at 21, and got married at 22. After discovering her husband's infidelity and suffering many episodes of domestic violence, she divorced her husband at the age of 31. As a single mother with three children to raise, she juggled school and work after the divorce, and eventually obtained two master's degrees in nutrition to become a professional dietitian. When her three kids grew up and left home, Mae decided to return to the modeling industry at nearly 50 years old. She was not afraid of aging and dared to reveal her true self. Her iconic silver hair and sheer self-confidence helped her gain popularity and eventually become a world-renowned supermodel in her golden years. Just like that, Mae, who has never shied away from pressing the restart button, became the master of her own destiny. For this reason, she has become an inspiration and an idol to many women all around the world. What personal stories does she share about herself and her journey in her autobiography? Next, we will explore her book through the following three parts. Part 1, The Carefree Early Years. Part 2, The Solo and Independent Years. Part 3, The Fearless Later Years. Part 1, The Carefree Early Years. Mae Haldeman Musk was born in Regina, Saskatchewan in 1948. Her father, Joshua Haldeman, was an American who moved to Regina to be a chiropractor. Her mother, Winifred, was born in a small Canadian town and also moved to Regina to start her own business. Joshua fell in love with Winifred at first sight when they were learning ballroom dancing. When they first married, they were not very well off. In their wedding photos, their clothes were drab and dull, and Winifred's wedding dress was actually homemade. The early financial problems did not affect the growth of the family. In Regina, they had four children, among whom Mae and her twin sister are the youngest. Their home was always full of laughter and happiness. Mae fondly remembers her father piloting the plane to take the family away on vacation. The year Mae was born, her parents acquired a Blanca aircraft. It was their second plane, and her father would frequently fly the whole family out to see different places in Canada. When Mae was only 3 months old, her father flew them to the United States for a conference. Fearless and unwilling to live by the rules, Joshua was a born adventurer. In 1950, Mae's parents left Canada for South Africa after they heard South African missionaries talking about the beautiful scenery there. They originally planned to move to Johannesburg, a major city where most people spoke English as their first language. However, when the plane flew over the mostly Afrikaans-speaking Pretoria, Joshua fell in love with the city covered by jacaranda trees and decided to land here. They were blown away by the beauty of Pretoria, and after settling down in their new home, her father resumed the family custom of traveling the world by plane. He would fly over neighboring countries along the coast of Africa and across the ocean to Asia and back. Whenever he brought the family to a new destination, he would spray paint the name of the place on the wings of the plane. During those years, the family traveled to 60 countries. In an era before the GPS, one can only imagine how challenging and adventurous these journeys were. This free-spirited lifestyle seemed wild to the local South Africans, who labeled the family as a crazy Americans. However, such comments never affected Mae's father. He would follow his heart without being influenced by the opinions of others. While Mae's father was an explorer, her mother was an artist with a natural talent for art. Winifred received professional dance training in her early years and excelled at the performing arts. Thanks to her mother, May had been exposed to the modeling industry at an early age. At the time, a family friend happened to own a modeling school in South Africa. The friend invited May and her twin sister to the school for a visit, where they ended up receiving formal modeling training. Unexpectedly, May found it interesting and gained some professional modeling experience. Later, the owner began to arrange job opportunities for her, usually on Saturdays, when she would either walk runway shows at the department store or take print modeling jobs. Being a model was a very profitable activity for May, and she was surprised by how high her first salary was. At first, she could not really understand why going to a place, putting on a dress, and taking a few steps around the room could get her so much money. Although the industry was lucrative, she knew that this was just a temporary activity. She never dreamed of being a model, and instead set her sights on attending a prestigious university. Under the advice of her family, May chose to study nutrition at the University of Pretoria. The subject is closely related to medicine, and she studied how people can regulate their food intake to become healthier. When she first entered university, May focused entirely on her studies. In her mind, she would never revisit the modeling industry again, and her previous career was just an interesting episode in her life. She was certain that she would graduate from university and embark on a profession within her field in the future. In her third year of college, a classmate told May out of the blue that he planned to nominate her as the Evol Queen. May did not know what that meant. Her classmate explained that it was a beauty contest and encouraged her to participate. Although competing in a beauty pageant seemed like an unrealistic fantasy to her, the courageous young woman did so anyway. Perhaps it was due to the influence of her family. After all, her father Joshua also lived an adventurous life. Like father, like daughter, May was irresistibly drawn to the unknown. In this regard, she indeed takes after her father. On the day of the pageant, May did her own styling and makeup, and went up on stage with a fun and casual attitude. Amazingly, she won the competition and the prize of 100 rand, which was equivalent to $150 at the time. She also signed a contract with a modeling agency in Johannesburg and received the opportunity to take a modeling course for free. That was how she started modeling professionally as a side career. As for her main career, May accepted an offer from a food company in Cape Town to work as a nutritional expert after graduating from university. At the age of 21, she left her family and hometown for the first time. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle zwei Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.